Section 15. What do the Scriptures say about the Messiah? A prophet I shall raise up for them from the midst of their brothers, like you. Deuteronomy 18:18. God progressively revealed details about the Messiah's origin and role. Consider a sampling. What did God promise Abraham about the Messiah? God told faithful Abraham that the Messiah, the promised seed, would be one of his descendants. By means of your seed, all nations of the earth will certainly bless themselves due to the fact that you have listened to my voice. Genesis 22:18. What did God tell Isaac? God reiterated to Isaac the promise he had made to Abraham. I will carry out the sworn statement that I swore to Abraham your father. By means of your seed, all nations of the earth will certainly bless themselves. Genesis 26:3-4. What did Moses say about the Messiah? When Israel was about to enter the land of promise, Moses told the nation, "A prophet from your own midst, from your brothers, like me, is what Jehovah your God will raise up for you. To him you people should listen." Deuteronomy 18:15. What did God promise David about the Messiah? "I shall certainly raise up your seed after you, which will come out of your inward parts, and I shall indeed firmly establish his kingdom. Your very throne will become one firmly established to time indefinite." 2 Samuel 7:12-16. "I myself shall place him as firstborn, the most high of the kings of the earth. To time indefinite I shall preserve my loving kindness toward him, and my covenant will be faithful to him. And I shall certainly set up his seed forever, and his throne as the days of heaven." Psalm 89:27-29. How did the prophet Jeremiah confirm these promises? "I shall make sprout for David a righteous sprout, for this is what Jehovah has said. There will not be cut off in David's case a man to sit upon the throne of the house of Israel." Jeremiah 33:15-17. What would the Messiah be like? "Upon him the spirit of Jehovah must settle down, the spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the spirit of counsel and of mightiness, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of Jehovah. And with righteousness he must judge the lowly ones, and with uprightness he must give reproof in behalf of the meek ones of the earth. To him even the nations will turn inquiringly." Isaiah 11:1-10. Where would the Messiah be born? "You, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, the one too little to get to be among the thousands of Judah, from you there will come out to me the one who is to become ruler in Israel, whose origin is from early times, from the days of time indefinite." Micah 5:2, 5:1 in the Tanakh. When would the Messiah arrive? There are 70 weeks that have been determined. From the going forth of the word to restore and to rebuild Jerusalem until Messiah the leader, there will be 7 weeks, also 62 weeks. After the 62 weeks, Messiah will be cut off, with nothing for himself. And the city and the holy place, the people of a leader that is coming will bring to their ruin, and until the end there will be war. Daniel 9:24-26. Thus it was foretold that the Messiah was to appear before the destruction of the second temple. The 70 weeks of years, 490 years, began in 455 BCE, the year that Persian King Artaxerxes gave Nehemiah the commission to restore and rebuild Jerusalem. The 69 weeks, until Messiah the leader, ended in 29 CE. Why would the Messiah have to die? Isaiah foretold that the Messiah would be rejected, severed from the land of the living ones, and his life would serve as a guilt offering. He would bring a righteous standing to many people, and their errors he himself would bear. Isaiah 52:13-53:12. He would provide the sacrifice to finish off sin and to make atonement for error. Daniel 9:24. How would the Messiah cause sacrifice and gift offering to cease? Daniel 9:27. After the Messiah's perfect sacrifice, other sacrifices would no longer be needed nor mandated by God. That is why God could allow the temple to be destroyed and its sacrifices to cease. What do you think? Over time, many have claimed to be the Messiah or have been hailed as the Messiah by their followers. Has anyone ever fit the prophetic picture? Many people thought Jesus did so, since he appeared at the right time and place and was a descendant of David. Despite the negative image his name evokes for some, it is instructive to consider what he said and did. What did he really teach? He never claimed to be God, but said, "The Father is greater than I am." John 14:28. The principles he taught were all in line with the Hebrew Scriptures. He said, "Do not think I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I came not to destroy, but to fulfill. For truly I say to you that sooner would heaven and earth pass away than for one smallest letter or one particle of a letter to pass away from the law." Matthew 5:17-18. He would never have approved the shocking things that Christendom's churches have taught and done, supposedly in his name. He was fair and honest, as well as kind to women, children, and the sick. He defended the poor and the oppressed. People of all kinds were drawn to his good qualities and his teaching.